Good morning. Thanks for being with us for another edition of the Four Corners Spotlight. And today we're going to be talking to Alicia Hawthorne Martinez. Good morning, Alicia.
Good morning.
And she's written a book, and it's called This Is My Body and It Belongs to Me. We'll find out what that's all about, but tell us a little bit about yourself. You grew up in Farmington, huh?
I did. I grew up in Farmington, went to school here, graduated from here, earned my degree here through New Mexico Highlands University. I am a licensed clinical social worker. I run my business here, and this is where my family is and where I call home.
Okay. And I noticed a nice article in the paper about you just recently. And it's talking about your, it's a small book, but it's an important book, maybe one of the most important books that parents could keep around their house even, and especially for those that work with children. It's called This Is My Body and It Belongs to Me, and it's just kind of give an overview. What is this book about?
So this book, I wrote it because in doing, I do a lot of sexual abuse prevention and education courses with parents, and in looking and trying to find something age appropriate for our younger kids, ages 3, 4, and 5, there wasn't a lot of material out there. Not to say that there wasn't some, but there wasn't a lot out there. And a lot of it that was out there wasn't very direct. And so I really found a need to be able to arm my parents with tools to be able to talk to their kids and open the line of communication to help prevent sexual abuse. So the book is geared towards ages 3, 4, and 5. It's written in a language that they can understand and respond to. And it just goes over introducing sexual abuse, how to prevent it, and how to respond if it is disclosed for the parents, which is a huge piece because there's a lot of fear. You know, we know today that stranger danger, it happens, but it's not the most common. Unfortunately, we know that the majority of children who are offended on by a loved and trusted individual. And that can really make it difficult for them to disclose and to feel like they're going to be believed. So this book is a piece of equipment for parents, for teachers, for therapists to use in conjunction with their kids to help start that topic of conversation and to really lead into an open a dialogue talking about body safety. You know, that is why it is, this is my body and it belongs to me.
All right. And that is a sad thing that it's not just the strangers that are the danger anymore. So you got all the relatives and maybe friends of the family or neighbor.
Correct.
So it's somebody that the children know and they even trust them because they're so trusting as kids. And that's what can cause some problems. So is it mainly is something the parent would read through it with them?
Ideally, yes. Ideally, the parent would sit down and would go through that book with their child and then talk about it afterwards. And there is a portion at the end of the book that is specifically for parents, and it's called Tips for Parents. And it really talks to the parents about ways they can help build their communication, things to look for, and ways to respond if something is disclosed. Because we know that the majority of disclosures are not about strangers, but about trusted individuals, we also know that a first response for a parent in their head or in their heart is oftentimes no way. But for that to come out verbally to their child can cause harm. And so the tips for the in the back of the book talk about when your child discloses, even if you have that momentary disbelief, you need to verbally respond with a, I believe you, and we're gonna take care of this. Give me just a minute.
So
that they can walk away and gather their composure
and
then go through the steps that are needed to protect our kids.
What are some of those steps that you need to do if you're a parent and your child comes up to you and says, so-and-so has done this to me?
Correct. So the very first thing, like I said, that the parents should do is let their child know that they believe them and that they are going to take action. And then they need to get an emotional grip. We know that that can be very difficult. That's one of the hardest things as a parent you can ever be told, I believe. And then they need to contact law enforcement, Children, Youth, and Families Department, and they need to follow through with all recommendations. There will be things set up such as a SANE exam, depending on the level of abuse, which is done through sexual assault services. Child Haven will get involved and do what's called a forensic interview to meet with the children with law enforcement present to gather enough information to see if a criminal case can move forward. And then we get our kids the help that they need. We know that experiencing sexual abuse, especially at a young age, is a trauma that can cause long-term difficulties. And so responding with love and compassion and getting them into therapy and allowing them the opportunity to grow and heal is what we want. Some of the other tips that are in the back.